This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the month of 3.9%. It was the year of 7%. Apologies for butchering or maybe misappropriating Mr. Dickens there, but the sentiment, it seems to me, is apt. We learned this morning from the good people at the University of Michigan who do regular surveys on this that consumer sentiment in this economy is basically as bad as it's been in a decade. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains, those two numbers, the rates of unemployment and inflation, well, they've got a whole lot to do with how people are feeling right now.
The sharp rise in prices we've seen recently, people do not like it, says Mallory Newell at public opinion firm Ipsos. It's not like the typical consumer goes out to the store with a copy of the Wall Street Journal and a calculator.
They may not be thinking about 7% inflation, but what they are thinking about is, oh yeah, my grocery bill's gone up. Gas prices are higher. I see that.
And when inflation is this high, outpacing wage gains, low and middle income consumers really suffer, says economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
If you make less than $100,000, inflation is very painful for you. On the other hand, people who make above $100,000 are becoming more optimistic about the economy. Inflation is taking a bigger bite out of lower income Americans.
And that includes older consumers on a fixed income, says Kayla Brune at polling firm Morning Consult.
They tend to be either retired or closer to retirement. They have fewer working years ahead of them and not as good of a position to kind of weather a rising cost of living.
Whereas younger workers have decades of work and earnings still ahead of them.
They're expecting their wages will keep up with inflation and still potentially be in a fine financial situation.
And right now, many Americans do feel like their financial situation is fine, says Mallory Newell at Ipsos, especially those who have a job or just got a better job with a raise.
Their outlook when it comes to job security and employment is certainly more positive than we've seen in the past.
She says there's a big disconnect between consumers' personal optimism and national pessimism.
They feel more positive about their own situation, but at the same time, the views of the bigger economy continue to be pretty grim.
And the fact that the country is going through yet another COVID surge isn't helping with that grim feeling. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.